rest in my spirit. And I believe that is going to bless you. Amen. I want to speak on the adversity and the anointing. Amen. The adversity and the anointing. You know, a lot of times we ask a whole lot of questions about the way things are going with us. We don't really understand. And sometimes it looks as if the heavens are shut and your voice is not heard. But I want to let you know that Christians are different. We are not ordinary people. We may look ordinary. We may talk like every other person, but we are different. There's something about us that everybody needs to know this. You need to understand that when you become a Christian, something really happened to you. God gave you his life. You have to know that. He gave you his kind of life. It's not an ordinary life. And when you gave your life to Jesus, you received an anointing. You received it. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, the Bible said, you have an anointing. Verse 27 said, you have the anointing. You received it. You have it. It is there. Even though you're not aware of it, does not change the fact that it is there. And what is the anointing? The anointing is an endowment, an empowerment of the Spirit. God empowers you to do the impossible. But what you must understand is that when you receive the anointing, the enemy is coming for you. Jesus, for the first 30 years, nobody, he never talked about the devil. He never cast out any spirit. It was just Jesus. Just Jesus. And when the Spirit of God came upon him in Luke chapter 4, the Bible said he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, to prove what he has received. And the Bible said that after 40 days, he came out in the power of the Spirit, but he went in full of the Spirit, but came out in the power of the Spirit. And from that moment, he had trouble with the devil. The reason why you're going through some things right now is because of the anointing in your life. The enemy is going to come for it. Do you know why? Because the anointing changes everything. It changes everything. It changes everything. With God's power at work in your life, obstacles becomes the stepping stone for the next level. Did you hear what I said? You know, funny enough, to get the anointing oil, you have to squeeze the seed. Hello? You have to press the seed for the oil to flow. And if the seed refuses to deliver the oil, then it has no use. Amen? It has no use. And you're called a seed of Abraham. Some things are going to squeeze you. I'm telling you. Some of you are going through the squeeze right now. And you don't understand what is happening to you. But I want to tell you that God is just bringing out some things in you, showing you that I put so much in you that the devil can destroy you no matter what you're going through right now. The Bible said that David was anointed. I love David because he understands the anointing. He understands the anointing. When he had so many opportunities to kill his adversary, Saul, he said, I can touch him because the anointing is upon him. Amen? But when David was anointed, Goliath had to show up. Amen? The lion, the bear, they had to show up. Some of you are fighting with your bears and lions. You've not even reached the Goliath yet. You're still dealing with the lions and the bears, and Goliath is still waiting for you. You know why? Because Goliath is standing at your territory. He's standing right there. But you have been anointed to get him out of your territory. Yes. Turn to the person next to you. Say, no fear. One more time. Tell the person you're coming out. Whatever it is, you're coming out. Mm-hmm. Amen? I love this church. So, look at it this way. The Bible said the second time that David was anointed, immediately Judah gathered and anointed him. The Bible said that the Philistines heard that David has been anointed, they came for him. Amen? They came looking for David. Why? I tell you why. The anointing brings you into the class of God. It puts you in a place where nothing is impossible. That's what it does. I have fear for nothing. I'm scared of nothing. You know, it's in Africa that you see devils. You see devils. I'm talking to you. I know what I'm talking about. I mean, the force of darkness, thinking of this stuff and putting it behind there. You see no hand, but you see this thing moving. But we have been called to stop him. I've talked to people. I've just been talking, and the devil just started talking to me. I've seen all kinds of things, but I'm glad for the anointing. I'm glad for it. We've seen people healed, delivered from the yoke of bondage. Why? Because God is true. So here comes the apostles. In Acts of Apostles chapter 2. And the Bible said, the Holy Ghost came upon them. And they started speaking in other tongues. Chapter 2. In chapter 3, they went to the gate called Beautiful. And they saw this lame man. That man has always been there. They've always seen him. And Peter said, silver and gold I don't have, but such as I have, I give to you. What a word. What a word. If you don't have silver and gold, you still believe you have some. You don't have the money, you don't have the house, you don't have the car, you don't have nothing. Do you still believe you have something? In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, the Bible said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We have it. You cannot fail. No, you can't. You can't. You know, I always tell people, I said, take me, put me on an island where they don't speak English or French. Give me my Bible. I will succeed there. Oh, yeah. I will. I will. You know why? Because God is everywhere. What he did here, he will do there. Yeah. You know, America is a good place. Amen? Amen. I love the food. And I love the people. They make me grow big. Amen. But let me tell you something. If you give me $1 million, I will not stay here.
Make it plain.
You know why? I have a calling upon my life.
Yeah.
I have this passion for Africa. I love the people. God has anointed me to bring healings to the nations. And I know, whatever is troubling you today, the Spirit of God is going to rest upon you. A stronger dimension of God's power will rest upon you. The Bible said in Acts of Apostles chapter 10 and verse 38, it said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. He anointed him with the Holy Ghost and with power. And the Bible said, as he is, so are we in this world. Listen. If a Christian fails, he chose to fail. It's a choice. Can I also tell you it's a choice to remain sick? It's a choice. You might not like this, but it's the truth. Or you might not believe it. It's a choice. I want to ask you a question. If you have a headache, what is the first thing you do? Just talk to me. Tylenol. What is it? Tylenol. Rest. What if Tylenol doesn't work? What do you do next? Rest. What if resting doesn't work? What do you do next? Pray. You see, I'm getting there. I was just going there. That was where I was going. You see where we place God? Ted on the roll. Rest, Tylenol, God. Tylenol, rest, God. That's what we put in. And we're surprised why we're not getting results. Amen. You know why? Because we don't even believe we're anointed. We don't believe. We don't believe we're anointed. You say, well, why should I spend time praying when Tylenol can solve this problem? And you took it, and Tylenol said, I can do this job. Amen? Listen. Put God first.
Amen.
Put him first. Look at the person sitting beside you. Say, put God first. One more time. Say, put him first. In Acts of Apostles chapter 1 and verse 8, the Bible said, you shall receive power, ability, capacity, excellence, when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be. Now look at it. You receive and then you become. 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 Amen?
Amen.
You have to receive. You have to receive. And you know what? You know, there's some people that ask me this question. They said, Pastor, must everybody speak in tongues? I said, no. Then my question is, should everybody drink water? No. Should everybody drink water? Are you sure? Are you sure? What if I choose to be drinking cola and not water?
That's not good.
The kidneys are gone. So what if somebody says, I don't care, let the kidneys go? Still a choice, right? See, whatever God gives, we must receive. Amen?
Amen.
God cannot force nothing on you.
Yes.
He can't force nothing on you. He gives it to you. He expects you to receive.
Amen.
And whatever you receive from God, does what he says. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Amen. Have I read the Bible? Okay. Okay. Now listen. So, when God says, you shall receive, you shall receive, you have to say, yes, Lord. You have to take it. Take it, is yours. It's free. Amen?
Amen?
It is yours and it is free. God want to give me a gift, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. You know why? Because he knows tomorrow. He knows the challenges of tomorrow. He knows the thing you're going to be facing tomorrow. And he prepares you today by his gifts. That's what he does. So that when you get there tomorrow, you are ready for the challenge. You're ready for it. You know, that's one time I went to pray. I like to pray. I love to pray. And I was praying. And I was fasting. Let me tell you something. There are certain times. How many of you know that there are certain times you just feel you have to pray and fast? There is this information. You just know. But do you know most times we don't do it? We don't do it. And the Holy Spirit just keep coming back. He said, take some time out to fast and pray. Take some time to pray. So, well, everything, you look at everything, is okay. I'm too busy. You know, I'm busy. I have to be walk. I have to see this guy. I have to, come on now. Listen. He owns the world. And he knows everything. You know, sometimes when people get up and begin to pray and begin to cry, maybe God told them to pray maybe 6 months ago or whatever, and they didn't do it. And 6 months later, there's trouble. And they go back to God and begin to cry and begin to say, God, all kinds of stuff. You know what? He just looks at you. It's not that he's not going to help you, but you're going to waste a lot of time. Listen, to be frank with you, where we are today, we should not be there. We should be somewhere better. Mm-hmm. Believe me. Believe me. Why? Because we don't understand the promptings of the Spirit. We don't understand it. When the Lord says pray, we don't. We don't understand it. What do you think life is? Let me ask you a question. What is life? Money, car, job, house. Okay, what do you think life is?
Helping other people.
Helping other people. Mm-hmm. That's the act of life. Let me tell you what life is. Life is God. Life is God. And you are going to enjoy it by listening to him. Amen.
Amen.
When the anointing of God comes upon you, for what reason? Why should God anoint you? Why? Why should God put his Spirit in you? Why? So that you can have some good feeling? Ooh. Shalababa. Is that a reason? I feel good. Thank you, Jesus. Is that a reason? No. He puts his Spirit in you so that you can change the world. Yeah. You can touch people with your life, with your words. With your words. With your words.